String 25. 5 additional fragments. Battle tactics of the warrior circle. TT.
The timing and location of these battles have not been established.
Sphere, in this context, is a hypersphere made up of complexes of 2 and 3D surfaces, or membranes, shortened in this translation to brains, extending into higher dimensions that combine vectors of transit, but also scalar tactical probabilities. A difficult concept to grasp, but essential to understanding Forerunner warfare. The idea of combining what amount to many-dimensional maps with scalars describing outcomes and adjusting both as outcomes are determined is peculiarly adapted to interstellar engagements involving slipspace travel. Fragment 1. Having escorted the last Forerunners to safety, we have repositioned the last of our fleets, including those that protected Path Corral. Their tactics have proven effective in skirmishes on the lines of the Jat-Krula sphere. The Falkion, former defender of the Orion complex, is one of the 9 commanders trained during the Didax exile. For 900 years, the Falkion worked with the Builders, but remained inwardly loyal to warrior servants and the Didact, unlike many of his colleagues. The Falkion is in command of our first clinch. 4 Themas stand in peril of total infection. Warrior servants stand ready across 19 systems formerly linked by Star Roads. Engaged in the clinch, 12 fully capable fortress-class battle stations of limited mobility due to space-time debt, which will act as apex control for 700,000 more nimble Harrier-class vessels. Opposing them, over 100,000 captured and infected Forerunner ships. Most powerful in this context likely being 400 dreadnoughts. The first flex of the membrane, leading to the clench, begins at the extreme interior margins of Path Terulian in the 78th Thema. A cold, pre-stellar dust cloud, fringed with cooling, iron-hearted stars and vast numbers of stony and icy planets and asteroids. The Falkion is informed of a high density of enemy vessels arriving through neural physics transmission. They materialize slowly, characteristic of precursor transit, shedding multiverse residues at a rate that makes them temporarily vulnerable to the Falkion's immediate response. The presence of Forerunner forces within this region is apparently a surprise. So begins the clench. While the re-emerging enemy forces are most vulnerable, still surrounded by a haze of alternate realities, the Falkion orders a carefully pre-positioned series of stabbing Harrier attacks. The cloaked Harriers engage first not with obvious and traceable beam weapons or projectiles, but entrained local asteroids, delivering them through gravity slings into the emergence field of each arriving enemy vessel. The asteroids interfere with the collapsing function of each emerging ship, in effect, either forcing them to abandon the transit or to combine asteroid mass with the ships. The result? Half of the arriving vessels dematerialize in brilliant flashes, while the other half desperately reposition by a few thousand kilometers. This affords a multi-pronged force of uncloaked Harriers opportunity to engage in open beam attacks, swiftly destroying another third. The remaining enemy ships, largely intact but no longer in fighting trim, are examined by ancillas assigned to the Falkion,
and the ship's designators are fed into sentinels which then deploy from an apex fortress.
They gather with Harriers to penetrate shields and hulls, board the vessels, and quickly reprogram all control ancillas. Triumph seems assured. 100 more such actions could guarantee victory. Our sentinels and monitors have supposedly been proofed against Gravemind logics. But upon ship entry, they are not successful. Transmissions show all succumbing. The ships filled with infected Forerunners are deemed lost and destroyed one by one. Fragment 2. Despite isolated victories, the conquest of the capital system is nearly complete. Strategic control of the Ecumene now passes to the Greater Ark. It has effectively become all that remains of Forerunner governance. Fragment 3. Some facts regarding the most recent and devastating incursions. From the diffuse outer reaches of our galaxy to the tight-packed stars around the central eater, precursor artifacts have continued their methodical process of confining and deactivating Forerunner fleets, then carving them into manageable units to be parasitized, converted, and retasked. Only a few vessels have been able to self-destruct, less than 0.5%. A very few ships have been reclaimed and purged of Flood infection. Due to rampant deception and possible corruption, this program has been suspended. The Logic Plague is now pandemic. It is no longer limited to direct Gravemind communication, but can be passed through interactions with any Flood-infected individuals or even ancillas. Suppression fields emanating from retasked star roads and double bow formations often finish by completely deactivating uninfected ancillas throughout a sector. The vessels that have not been converted are severely handicapped by loss of their AIs. Fragment 4. Estimated 2 out of 3 remaining battle fleets destroyed or parasitized. All surviving vessels appear to have been assimilated into Offensive Bias's fleet. The Flood controlled. Fragment 5. Catalog is not immune to the Flood Gravemind Logic Plague. There is peace in subjugation. Juridical network suspended. Do not access. Do not access.